This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna! Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this glorious Palm Sunday. We are pleased that you chose to join us this day. The Bible presents Jesus in many ways. However, he is presented in a very special way on that first Palm Sunday. Please stay tuned as we learn the implications of that ride into Jerusalem for our lives today.
Great empires have come and gone, but God's kingdom knows no end. That's our theme for the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, as we begin the Holy Week, we thank you that you loved us so much that you gave us your only begotten Son. And so we sing our hallelujahs today, realizing that in the life of Jesus, in his humanity, it was a difficult time, for there was suffering and death, but the glorious resurrection. As we relive these truths, grant that the Holy Spirit may make a tremendous impact on our lives, telling us of God's love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends in Christ. To describe his mission among us, the Bible presents Jesus to us in many different ways. We hear him being referred to as the greatest prophet ever known, That is, he was the greatest teacher. The scriptures say the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had an authority. He didn't come out with this idea, well, this is my opinion, or this is a possibility. It was always, this is the truth. I speak, listen to me. So in that sense of the word, he was a prophet or a teacher. In other places, the vast majority of places in the New Testament, we have him presented as the Savior who has come. Your sins are forgiven, he says to the paralytic in the second chapter of Mark, verse 5. There was no question about that. The Son has set you free. You are forgiven. It's a suffering servant that we're going to celebrate, if we can use that word, on Friday again of this week, his going to the cross to die that we might be his forever. It's a Redeemer. So you have him as a prophet. You have him as a Savior. John talks about him as a shepherd. And he says, I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Follow me, and I'll lead you into the depths of peace and joy and understanding throughout your life. Then there's that reference to him again and again, Jesus as Lord. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath, Jesus said. In other words, what he is saying is, I am God. I am not only man, that I am, but I am God. I am the Lord. And now today, it's Palm Sunday, and the scriptures present Jesus as the king who is going to ride into Jerusalem, and it will be that great message that I have come to be the Lord, the King of the world. If a king were visiting in a country, it was a great event. They had all kinds of celebrations. So now Jesus, mimicking this, asked for a donkey and a colt. And then on that Palm Sunday morning, he rode with his disciples by him and the crowds following him into the holy city. There were palm branches that were thrown before him, and others became so emotionally overwhelmed that they took off their coats and placed them before Christ as he rode in. There was a shout of the crowd. I think it's best that we take a look at this as Mark records it in his gospel, which is chapter 11, beginning at the first verse. And here's what he says. As Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, what are you doing? Tell them, the Lord needs it and will send it back to him shortly. They went out and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a door. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, what are you doing, untying that colt? They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the field. This was a great day. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany and to the tribes. That was his entrance on Palm Sunday, and so we celebrated that way today. The focus then is on Jesus as King, Jesus as a ruler, and to place it right into our own laps, Jesus as the King of our lives, Jesus as the one who rules what we're doing. When the people of the Jewish synagogue heard this, they felt it had gone far enough. And so they decided that Jesus had to die, and die he was to do right on this particular week. They went to Pilate, and they said to Pilate, we want you to crucify him. But Jesus could not be crucified by the Jewish people. It would take the leaders of the Roman government. Now, Pilate wasn't at all sure that he wanted to do that. He could find no guilt in him whatsoever. So why then do you want me to crucify him? You discipline him in your own way, according to your own religious rules. But they hurried back and said to him, we want him dead. We want him out of here. And we can't do that. But you can. So Pilate began to talk to Jesus and said to him, are you a king? And Jesus says, did somebody tell you that I had said that, or is this your observation? Pilate got rather angry and finally said, don't you know that I have the power to raise you and free you up and you can go on your way, or I have power to crucify you? And Jesus turned to Pilate and said, you have no power over me except that which has been given to you. And so Pilate goes back and discusses this matter with the Jewish people who had brought him and said, look, at this particular time of the year, we give up one prisoner. There is a man by the name of Barabbas and Jesus. I will sentence Barabbas, but I will let Jesus go. And they said, we want Barabbas. You killed Jesus. That's what we need to have now. And so he gave him Barabbas, and Jesus was led out to Calvary there to die. Now that is a traditional telling of a Palm Sunday. Children will come into our churches on Sunday morning, and they'll be waving their palm leaves that have been purchased during the week. Somewhere in your community, you could very well hear one part of Handel's Messiah. Here he is described as the one who was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. In your respective churches, there will be many services. Without a doubt, one on Thursday night, and when he instituted the Lord's Supper. And we will bow at the altar and receive his body and his blood as token and given to us that we might truly know that we are forgiven. There will be services on Good Friday. We will be led by people in the church, some who have come to tell us that same old story as we mentioned a few weeks ago that never grows old. That's absolutely important. That story needs to be told every single year in its own traditional form. But I think that we have to go a bit further too. And we have to ask ourselves a very, very haunting question. We say today, Christ is King in our lives, but is he, friend? Is he? We are citizens, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, of two kingdoms. For most of us who listen to this program today, we belong as citizens to the United States of America. We have our leaders, and the scriptures have told us to be loyal to our leaders. In a democracy, it's a government of the people. We are to give ourselves in whatever way we can be of benefit to our country. And we know it is very, very important. As we look at the chaos within our states and within our nation, that men and women who know Jesus Christ in a personal way and as a citizen of the United States, that we give our all to that kingdom. There is a crying need for the church to rise up and to attempt at least to let the name of Jesus be known. But that kingdom, as much as we love it, the United States of America, like all the other kingdoms of history, is temporal. One day it will come to an end. But the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, that shall reign forever and ever. Above all, the kingdom of God makes Jesus my eternal King. Now, thank God that in this blessed land of ours, we still have the right to say what I have already said this morning. Yes, we are the King. We are the citizens of two kingdoms. But we can even go farther and say that the greatest kingdom of them all is the kingdom of our Lord. We can be uncertain about the temporal kingdom, and sometimes we are. What will happen? I look at my little grandchildren and I wonder, could it be possible that we would have such a devastation that we blew one another up? God spare us. God help us from anything like this. But we don't know. But of the kingdom of God, that we do know. There is no end. Now, it isn't not always that the church has been able to make this statement. We know that the latest was with the Nazis and with the communists. We know there were men like Bonhoeffer who had to go to the gallows because he said, "My kingdom is the kingdom of God." Nazism had failed, and Nazism was going to die. And while that was going on in certain parts of Europe, communism was also trying to make itself felt. But communism, as we knew it then, has also failed. But the kingdom of God continues forever. He is our eternal King. So that's a way that we are to address Jesus. We are to address him as our great prophet. We are to address him as our great Lord. We certainly are to address him as the Savior, the Redeemer of all mankind. But above all, he is the King for all times. And so we sing that great hymn, Beautiful Savior, King of creation, Son of God and Son of Man. That's Christianity, my friend. There would be some who would say, he certainly was a great teacher. Why don't you leave it right there? And find out that there are other religious leaders who are equally as great. No. For they cannot establish a kingdom that will know no end. That is God's plan. And that is why we hear so often, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Wherever this Palm Sunday finds you, friend, if you are one of his by grace through faith, then have the comfort of knowing that your eternal King stands by your side someday to take you home, that you might live with him. Amen. Father in heaven, we realize that on that first Palm Sunday, the people's lives were confused. And we realize that that confusion continues on to this day. What did it mean that you would come riding into Jerusalem on a donkey? But more than that, what does it mean that you come riding into our hearts to change us, to make us new people in Christ, to let us know what it is to have the forgiveness of our sins and a promise of not only this beloved land of ours, but the kingdom of God we shall know no end. Grant, O God, that these divine truths may so grip our soul that we may have spiritual awakenings, hours of refreshment, only to know that we walk with you. Our security is in you. Our peace comes from you. While we pray for ourselves, we pray for the world. We pray for our kingdoms of this world. We pray, O God, for those who are sick, suffering, many of them with no hope whatsoever. O, as our heavenly King, touch their hearts, God, and grant that Easter may truly be a great experience for them, as it is for all of us, to hear it said, Jesus is not here in this tomb. He is risen. Let him live in our hearts. For it is in his name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping today with Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray that today's sermon has given you the comfort of knowing that your eternal King stands by your side, ready to take you to your eternal home someday. Christian Crusaders has designated April as Listener Letter Month. We invite you to send us a note or email letting us know where you listen and what the ministry has meant to you. Keeping in touch with our listeners helps us to be better stewards of the gifts that you provide. All who respond will receive a special Christian Crusaders DVD. You may write us at Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613, or email us at info@christiancrusaders.org. The most recent issue of our quarterly newsletter is now available, and the theme for this issue is commitment. To receive a copy of this special publication containing articles written by Reverend Larson and others who are part of this ministry, please call our toll-free number or email us at info@christiancrusaders.org. To request a CD or printed copy of today's sermon, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You may also write to us at Christian